I think sometimes it almost seems too simple, doesn't it? We think that this has to be some kind of complicated religion or relationship. But I think very early on we're taught that song that, or we're taught the truth that we're to ask Jesus to come and to live where? In our hearts. I mean, we learn that in Sunday school, don't we? We tell our children, open up your heart and Jesus will come and live inside. And is that true? Is that a fact? I mean, when we do that, when we ask Him to forgive our sins, when we ask Him to make us His very own child, does he come in and live in our hearts? Yes or no?
Yes,
He does. And I think sometimes we just don't believe that. Or we don't live like we believe that. And you hear this godly man just simply turns her attention to the fact that God is in you, Jesus is in you, and you are seeking Him without, and yet He's within. Jesus, you're in my heart. Jesus, you're living within me. Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a wonderful salvation this, that Christ lives in me. I remember taking a trip to Haiti. Some of our young people from the church, we went as a group to a missionary or to be with some missionaries in Haiti. And on a Sunday morning, we each went to a different little church. And you had to walk to church. Maybe a mile or so we had to walk. And we all went out, groups of three and four maybe, to different churches, little churches that were associated with this mission work. And I remember I was asked to speak, to bring a word to that congregation. And the Lord just gave me that thought, that Christ lives in us. Christ lives in you. And I remember sharing that through an interpreter and trying to sing, Christ liveth in me. Trying to get them to sing that with me in English. Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a salvation this, that Christ liveth in me. And if there's a secret to the Christian life, that's it. That Christ lives in you. The Bible says it like this. It's a mystery. It's something that was hid. But now it's revealed. God has chosen to reveal it to you. Christ in you. The hope of glory. Christ in you. And so we have to ask the Lord to make that real to us. Lord, you're within me. Lord, you're right here. And all I need to do is become aware of your presence. The kingdom of God is where? The kingdom of God is within. It speaks of Jesus being a king, of reigning. If there's a kingdom, there must be a king. And Jesus wants to reign on the throne of our hearts. She also speaks here about love, doesn't she? Where do we find that? I slept not the whole night, because thy love, O God, flowed in me like a delicious oil and burned as this fire all that was left of self. Burn, burn, O love, within my heart. Burn fiercely night and day. There's that consuming love. Seems to be also an expulsive power to the love of God. It pushes out all of self, all of the world. What did John write? He's the disciple of love, the apostle of love. John, he writes this, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Why is it hard for us to love God? Why is it hard for us to, as it were, sense His presence in us and feel His? Why? Because we have the love of other things in our hearts. We haven't allowed God to deal with those things. Get rid of the world. Lord, take it out of my heart. What is it that keeps you? What is it that binds you to this world? And so here's just a simple little story, as it were. I like also where she says, it was so close to me. I was so near the feast. I was so near the riches, but I was poor because I failed to see that Jesus was there. And so let's not miss. Let's not miss Him, beloved. He's right here with us. He invites us to come. He invites us to know Him. And He gives grace every time we say, Lord Jesus, I want to love You more. He gives added grace to love Him. Oh, Jesus, I want to love You more. Reveal Yourself to me. Help me to see that You are within. And what that means, too, I think that we have to give Him place. Jesus, You're there, but You want to be my King. It says the kingdom of God is within You. And so, Lord, I have to allow You to direct. I have to allow You to lead. I have to allow Your love to rule, as it were, over the decisions and choices I make. Natural love has a way of controlling us. Have you found that to be so? When you love something or love someone, that thing or someone has control. It seems we lose control. Fellas, don't allow that to happen. But that's the way love is. But oh, to have God's love to control our hearts. Oh, Jesus, 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 shed abroad Your love in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Cause that fire to burn. Oh, I want to love You, Jesus. I want to love You more.